Cohen, Tristan, Patrick, and Everett, each of you is really young, not really old like me. And each of you is at the very beginning of your lives. You are just young people who are beginning this incredible journey that, well, what does it mean to be human? And the beautiful thing about what you're going to share in today is you're sharing in the Eucharist, which people have shared in for 2,000 years. And what is it that people who have come to discover what it means to receive Jesus into their lives are finding about what it is to live in this world? It's the following: that we are part of a kingdom, and we have a king that is unknown to many. Indeed, Jesus himself said when he was speaking with a man named Pontius Pilate, a man who represented the most powerful earthly kingdom that the world had ever seen, the kingdom of Rome, that Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And so you're going to find many, many people who think, why would you bother being a Catholic? Why would you bother going to Mass? Why would you bother with being a religious kind of person? It's because of what we discover about this king and his kingdom. That this kingdom is centered in a person whose name is Jesus. This kingdom is one where Jesus wants you and me to be in relationship with him. And this kingdom is a visible kingdom in this world, even though we believe it will not reach for us its fulfillment until we get to heaven itself. And so we have a king. His name is Jesus. He wants us to be in relationship to him, and he wants us to make present his kingdom in this world. This morning, in our gospel, we have the story of a woman. She's called a Canaanite. This means not only was she not Jewish, but the Jewish people hated the Canaanites, and the Canaanites hated the Jewish people. But of course, Jesus is Jewish in his humanity. And so it's understandable that the apostles, when they see this Canaanite woman coming up to Jesus, they say, "Jesus, she's shouting at us. Send her away." And then Jesus enters into a relationship with this woman because you know what she realizes? This enemy of the Jewish nation, this woman who is a foreigner, she recognizes the king, that his name is Jesus. She knows that she is to be in relationship to him and that somehow his kingdom can make a difference to her visible world. But it's sort of strange because when this woman approaches Jesus, she says to him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." And St. Matthew says he didn't answer her at all. It almost seems as if Jesus is being rude, as if he's sort of saying, "Oh, I'm turning my back on you." But that's not what Jesus is doing. He's actually, in a way, testing her, calling her to go deeper in her relationship with him. One of the very early church fathers was a man by the name of St. Chrysostom, who was one of the great early commentators on Holy Scripture. He lived about 1,500 years ago. But when he was thinking about the very Bible passage we heard read this morning, this is what he said. When the woman herself cried out, begging for a favor, Jesus granted it. And at the beginning, when she first made her request, he did not answer. But after she had come to him once, twice, and a third time, he gave her what she desired. Now, this is the point St. Chrysostom would like you and me to take from this teaching. By this, he was teaching us that he had withheld the gift not to drive her away, but to make the woman's patience an example for us all. So here's the thing about being a Catholic. It requires perseverance. It requires patience. We need to come to King Jesus again and again and again because we recognize there's something absolutely unique about Jesus, just as this Canaanite woman had discovered. She comes to him a second time, and now Matthew says she knelt before him. The first time she called him King, son of David. She understood who he was as the king. Now she focuses particularly on the fact that he is Lord. And this word Lord, you need to understand, for a Canaanite to say this word would be really freaky. Because Lord was the Jewish understanding of God. It was the name by which the Jewish people addressed God. And here this woman is saying, Lord, help my daughter. Because she knows she needs to have a relationship with Jesus. Cohen, Tristan, Patrick, and Everett, the most important relationship you can ever develop in your life is with Jesus Christ. To be like the Canaanite woman, to come to him repeatedly, because he wants to minister to you, to me, and to us. In this passage, there's a very strange thing that Jesus says. When she comes the second time, he says, it's not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. But she said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And there's this play that's going on between Jesus and this woman. And basically, Jesus is again, I think, kind of having a smile on his face as he interacts with her, because he knows her passion, he knows her heart. And she's saying, Lord, I know that you were sent initially to the people of Israel, but there's enough food to spare. I'm happy to eat the crumbs that fall from the table. That will be enough for me. And then there's something beautiful. Jesus says to her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish. And her daughter was healed instantly. Here's the third point about this. We understand that the kingdom of heaven will only be ultimately fulfilled for us in heaven. But we are to live our lives now so that that kingdom breaks into this world. It broke into the world of this Canaanite woman who, when she went home, her daughter had been delivered of the demon, because the kingdom of heaven broke into her family, into her home. To be a Catholic Christian is to understand this fundamental truth, that the church in the world is the true expression of the kingdom of God. Imperfect, yes. Incomplete, yes. But very real. And let me conclude my homily by sharing with you how Isaiah, the person who wrote our first lesson that David read, had lived about 800 years before Jesus Christ. And in this passage, he anticipates people like this Canaanite woman when he says, listen to these words, and the foreigners, like the Canaanite, who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord. Now, did you hear that? These foreigners are going to minister to the Lord. In other words, they're going to act like priests. Now, for the Jewish people, the only people who could go in the temple were Jewish people. But here's a Jewish writer saying that non-Jews are going to be priests. People like me. And we are the priesthood of God, the family of God. All of us in one way share in this reality, because Isaiah goes on to say, those who will keep the Sabbath and not profane it and hold fast my covenant, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on what? My altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Well, here we are living 2,800 years after Isaiah, 2,000 years after Jesus met with this Canaanite woman. But here today, on this altar, is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. And in conclusion, let me say, beloved friends, Cohen, Tristan, Patrick, and Everett, and all of us here, this is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't have to eat the crumbs that fall from the table. We get to go to the table to receive the Eucharist in our hands, to take the Eucharist into our souls. And so may we indeed celebrate this wonderful gift, that we are part of a kingdom that is not of this world. And the king's name is Jesus. And you and I can have a relationship with him so that we can make manifest in this world the kingdom that is eternal. Cohen, Tristan, Patrick, and Everett, you are at the beginning of your Catholic lives, but you are intended for all of eternity to have a relationship with King Jesus, as that Canaanite woman so long ago understood.